Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no more. Got a story and it's time to tell, 'cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening. Welcome to Season of Purpose broadcast. Amen. Ministry of New Season Church International. We thank God for that. Thank God for giving the word out today. Amen. We pray that everybody's doing well on this evening. Amen. We give honor to God to our sponsor and fellow liberal in the kingdom of God, to Pastor Steve and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministry. Amen. We help to bring forth this program. Will not be possible. We thank God for them and also for the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle Church in Starkville, Georgia. We thank God for our Archbishop Ruth Smith, amen, and leadership and for the leadership for their guidance at this particular time. We thank God for those in leadership. We thank God for those that pray for us around the clock. To God be all the glory, amen. And we like thank God for my wife as well to bring forth prayer
this time. Amen. We give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We thank God for his presence with us at all times. And also we thank God for you for taking the time to tune in to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. We're going to go ahead and go before the throne of grace in prayer. And I just ask that you join in with us, because we know that the prayers of the righteous avail us much.
Amen.
And as we pray, we stand in agreement with the prayers, and we stand on God's word, because the word of God tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word, before his word passes away, heaven and earth will pass away. Well, we thank God that heaven and earth is still here, and therefore we know beyond beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's word always goes forth and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed. So right now we take pleasure in being able and count it a privilege to be able to go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father and Most High God, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for your presence with us at all times, Lord. Your word teaches that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, whether we are walking through the valleys or whether we're at the mountaintop, Lord God. Your spirit is there, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you and your heavenly angels, Lord, encamp round about us, Lord God, every second, every minute, every hour of the day, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that whenever we have a need, Father God, we can count a call on your name, count on your presence, Lord God, that you're never too busy, Lord God, and your line, Lord God, is always open, Lord God, to be able to hear the prayers of your children, Father God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up needs to you, Father God. We lift up, Lord God, those that have health needs and sickness in the bodies, Lord God. We rebuke it right now and bind up sickness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Healing is the children's bread, Father God. And so we speak healing, Lord God, to everyone that may be dealing with any type, Lord God, of illness or sickness, Lord God. We speak, Lord God, that every cell and every nerve, every tissue, every organ, every bone, every joint, every system of the body, Lord God, has to line up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your perfect will, Lord God. For your word said it is your will that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing power, Lord God, that covers your children, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us from the crown of our head down to the soles of our feet, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes, Father, we are healed, Lord God. So we declare it and decree it. And we, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bind the hands of the enemy, Father God, in Jesus' name, over our health, over our finances, Lord God, over our relationships, Lord God. Satan, you have no dominion. You have no authority in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus and cast you back to the pit of hell where you came from in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for the benefits that belong to us, benefits of health, benefits, Lord God, of prosperity, benefits of wholeness, benefits of peace that surpasses all understanding, benefits that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, we are your children, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for being called and chosen for a time such as this, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we walk according to your perfect will, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Heavenly Father, that your word is true, and we stand on your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, declaring it. And even as we stand together, Lord God, your word says that where two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And where there are two gathered together, don't take many, but where there are two gathered together, even two, touching and agreeing upon anything in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your will being done. We thank you for answering our prayers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you lean over, Heavenly Father, the bowels of heaven, and you're concerned, Lord God, with that which concerns us, because your word teaches us to cast all of our, not some of them, but all of our cares on you, because you careth for us, Father. Oh, what a wonderful, loving, faithful God you are, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord. And we call this done in no other name but the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over to the speaker of the hour, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, who the Lord has filled with his anointed word tonight. That, Lord God, and we thank you, Father, that you just endow him, Lord God, to be able to bring forth a word that will penetrate the hearts and minds and spirits of your people, Father, that we will be able to take it, Lord God, and go forth and help to advance your kingdom here in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We say yes to you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say yes.
Hallelujah.
To
you,
yes,
Lord. To yes,
yes,
yes, yes to your will, yes to your way, Father. Yes to your will, and yes to your way, my God. Thank you, Father God.
Amen. Well,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My God, my
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Father.
The prayer of the righteous is really much. Amen.
Yes, it does. Hallelujah.
Really much. We thank God for your word. Thank God for your prayer. Pastor Constance, thank God for that. Amen. 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 Let me put these three letters down. BBJ. BBJ.
Amen.
Blood bought benefit in Christ. Amen.
Oh,
BBJ. Jesus paid in Christ. He paid it all for you and me. He paid all.
Bought benefit in
Jesus.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The past words right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
We have many blood bought benefits.
Amen. Blood bought benefits in Christ. He paid all for you and me.
Oh, yes,
amen.
He
still
yes,
today,
he
still current today.
Yes,
never lose the power. Amen.
Yes, the blood and
never lose the word never loses power.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
Never
hallelujah.
Lose the power, praise God. But thank God for your word. Thank God for your spirit. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Oh, tonight. Give you some word on tonight that can in edification to you, to your soul, to your spirit. Praise God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, thank God for that word. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
And I had a word in the household on tonight for the people of children of God.
Amen.
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 And the subject for tonight is, are you carefree? Are you carefree?
Amen.
Amen. C-A-R-E-F-R-E-E. Are you carefree on tonight? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You get into the word, 3 points of power on tonight. Enrich your soul and your spirit. To God be the glory. We're going to start this from 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And we dive into the King James Version. You wear the version you desire. Chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6 and 7.
Amen. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, and it reads, oh, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you.
Amen. What a powerful verse, what a powerful word of God on today. Amen. Powerful. For yes, God do care for you and for me as well.
Amen.
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 Humble yourself before, therefore, be under the mighty hand of God. Not hand of man. Not hand of my brother, my sister, but under the hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
The mighty hand of God. He's the Almighty God. So we learn to rest and put our situation under his hand, into him, amen, for he cares for us. He cares about all we ask or think. He cares for us. He cares for you. He cares for me. That he may be exalted in due time.
Yes.
What time? In due time.
Amen.
In view of the coming of Christ, humility shall be the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I say again, humility shall be the attitude
amen.
Of the child of God.
Yes.
Amen. Of a Christian, of a believer in Christ Jesus, the born again believer in Christ Jesus. Humility is strength. You're not reading this. Humility is strength. Amen. So much as God said, talk much about humility in Proverbs and throughout His Word. Humility is something that we all need in our lives. And also, Christ is the one who will establish justice and make things right before He comes. Jesus is on the way. So all you be ready for the things of God, the things of Christ. Amen. Are you carefree on today? Are you carefree? Do you know that God cares for you on this hour, on this time, on this day? Amen. PowerPoint 1. Son, care less. For example, the prodigal son. One son that asked the father for his inheritance. He took the inheritance, according to the word of God, and he took in a righteous living to the point that he found himself in the hog pen. He tells the man, he was telling the son. Well, he thought he was more smart than his dad was about inheritance. He wanted that inheritance right then and there. He wanted to wait to receive a certain age. The older son, he stayed with his father and helped out. But the younger son, he decided he wanted inheritance now. But he had no plan. He had no plan for it. And so he used up all inheritance and found himself in the hog pen. Even sloppy the hog. That's not a good place to be in. So I said he was careless with his son to be inheritance. Amen.
Yes.
He was careless. Somehow careless with their inheritance. But God wants us to be careful with His word and with the things of God. There are many careless people in the world today. Their lives are in jeopardy, physically and spiritually. Amen.
Yes.
Some call accidents their carelessness and financial losses is sustained in their life. Are lost through carelessness, careless living, amen, their careless behavior, and they don't think nothing of it. And all the things that go in, the other people suffer from their careless behavior and their careless living, amen. But God wants to know today that there are many that are careless about spiritual things. The people of God, the child of God, He wants to be more in tune with His word, more in tune with His spirit. Amen. We know He wants to be careless, but there are some that are careless spiritually, and they fail to accept Christ as their Savior and Lord of their lives. Believers in Christ ought to neglect their prayer life. Not believers. Yes, some believers in Christ ought to neglect their prayer life. Amen. And in Bible study, in the church attendance, you got to get saved. You got to get spiritual food. In the word of God, the prayer of God, say, our daily bread. But you need spiritual food daily. Then you need physical food daily. So that's part of our daily bread, get spiritual food for our spiritual growth. Amen? To grow in Christ. You get your spiritual food on a regular basis, each and every day. Amen? Morning, noon, and night. You should grow spiritually in the things of God. Amen? The Bible study, church attendance, and our service to God in the kingdom of God. That's God's mandate for us as believers in Christ, that you do the work of God, the work of Christ, for His workmanship, they work in us. Amen. To the time He receives, the time He comes, we should be doing, going about the Father's business. Amen. Doing the work of the kingdom, doing the kingdom work. Amen. Praise God. God is displeased with careless living of His people. He sent His Son to die for us, for our sins. And He expects us to be good stewards of our lives. Not to waste our lives, not to misuse our lives, but God wants to be good stewards of our lives. Amen. Of the things that we have in life, our families, our loved ones, and the things that we do. God cares about that. And also, God wants to have abundant life in and through Him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. But God wants to have abundant living, abundant life in Christ Jesus. Not just do any old thing, but to be led by the word of God, to be obedient to the word of God in all that we do. To bring glory and honor unto Him, amen. To be diligent in our love and our service toward the things of God. That's very important. So are you carefree on today? Are you carefree on today? Number two, some are careful. We're looking for. Some are careful in what they do. For being, are you carefree? How can I be careful? Well, let's see what the word of God has to say about that.
The word of God in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7.
Psalm 5.
Verses 5, 6, and 7 says, let your moderation be known unto all men.
To what kind of men?
All men.
To some men.
No, to all men.
To half a man.
No, to all men.
Oh, to all men, okay.
And the Lord is at hand. Now, verse number 6. Be careful for nothing.
Uh-huh.
But in everything.
Hold on now. Some things.
No, but in all things.
What does God say? All things.
Yes.
Okay, amen.
By prayer and supplication.
God wants our petition unto him. He want to communicate with us. Amen?
Amen.
He said, be careful for nothing. He want to communicate with us. He cares about what we care about. He want to hear the thing he want to communicate with God, and he try to communicate with us through his word, through his spirit. Go ahead.
With thanksgiving.
Also, be thankful. Be grateful. You hear this all the time. Gratefulness unto God.
Yes.
Be thankful. He come to my gate with praise. Come to my gate with
thanksgiving.
Amen? So God, you come to your presence with thanksgiving in your heart.
Yes.
Come to your praise with thanksgiving on your mind, your heart. It's important to God that God had that spirit in us to be thankful, to be grateful unto the things of God.
Yes, because we have so much to be thankful for.
So much. That God has done anything for us, we have enough to thank God for now until.
Yes, that attitude of gratitude. We must be thankful. And thankful unto God. And it says, did I continue?
Continue.
Let your request be made known unto God.
Not to man.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus.
He said, keep your heart and your mind. Do you want a new mind on today? But you get a new mind to about being the word of God. By being in tune with God, in tune with, by being obedient to his word, to his spirit. So that's important to what we do. That's important to our spiritual man as well, and to our spiritual health.
Yes.
And the thing we do, the thing we say, and the thing we believe in. That's important. Men are heavy with the burden of sin. This lowers us down sometimes, being heavy for the burden of God that we have placed upon ourselves. But Jesus came to take away our sin. He became sin for us. There's no more sin. We can be made free. Made free?
Free.
We can be made free from bondage and burden of sin by exercising repentance and faith. But why? By exercising repentance, repentance of chain mind, chain heart. Amen. Unto God, and let him know by request and petition. Sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we need to learn to forgive people as well. Have forgiveness heart and rather repentant heart toward the things that God wants you to have toward. And it make a difference in our life, make a difference in our walk in Christ, make a difference in sometimes our circumstances, make a difference in all that we do. It make a difference in our mindset, in our heart, to be able to live the life that God designed for us to live in Christ Jesus. Many believers in Christ are filled with care and anxiety. They struggle sometimes through life, trying to carry their own burden. We're supposed to share one another's burden. But pray for our brother and our sister in Christ, amen? For share one another's burden.
Amen.
But you have the mouth to support them as well.
Amen.
And trying to carry, and be responsible and responsibility for others, not just for yourself, but be responsible for others, those around them, our family, our friend, our loved ones, people that we care about, people that we have a burden to and have a contrite heart for, amen. We should do that in our livelihood from time to time. You should be caring about other people besides yourself, amen. Mm-hmm. God is just pleased when his people are full of care. We must cast our care upon him. Sometimes, in life, you take on a lot of things upon our shoulders.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know how to share it with other people. Sometimes you're introvert. Sometimes you take it and keep it to ourselves. And God trying to tell these people, he want to share that burden, and he wants you to relieve that off your heart, your mind, your spirit, and give it to him. Yeah. And let it all at the altar so God can strengthen you and make you stronger for the journey. Amen. And not to cast down, to carry you so low that you can't find yourself lift back up again. And to encourage one another in the faith. Amen. But it's important. God wants people to be carefree. He wants people to care about what's going on. But also, he wants people to lower down with so much stuff that they can't live life in Christ as God designed for it to be. Go ahead.
I just wanted to share that this in this context, care has a different connotation.
Yeah.
We're not telling you not to care about others.
No.
But that the care here represents anxiety and worry.
Yes, anxiety and worry.
Be careful for nothing. As a Christian, you're not supposed to worry and be anxious and overly anxious. Even when you face difficulties and when the trials come,
yes,
you are to cast your cares, your worries, your anxieties, if you have them, upon the Lord. For he's the one that then you have the other care. He cares for you.
Yeah.
He loves you. You are his a priority of his. You are he loves and recognizes and wants the best for you. Just as a parent, we care for our children.
Yeah.
So and then in this particular text, as Paul is stating here in Philippians. Not only, and if you go all the way back up to verse number 4, it says it tells you how to have the peace of God that surpasses all
understanding.
It's a package deal here. First, you got to rejoice in the Lord, and then you be careful for nothing, and then you go to the Lord with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving.
Yes,
once you're rejoicing and you're praying and you're going to him with thanksgiving, and then it tells you in verse 7, that's how you obtain the peace of God that surpasses all
understanding,
praise God, by casting all of these cares on him. So that just dropped down into my spirit that when this is a great passage, that when you're going through some trials, because we know the word of God teaches us that you will have trials and you will have tribulation, but you are not supposed to allow those trials to cause you to worry or be dismayed, that you can be at peace.
Yes,
even in the midst of your storms, you can be at peace when you cast your cares on the Lord. I just want to share.
Amen. Then that's what God designed for it to be. You're supposed to do a hospitality. You're supposed to help out, support one another. But God was saying some know that, for example, Moses, he cared for the children of Israel so much that God had to learn how to delegate, because he cared so much with so much people at that time, so many people. God, God said, you can wear yourself out. You can wear yourself out because you take on so much burden, so much load. And sometimes, this day and time, you got pastor, you got bishop, you got archbishop, you got all the fivefold ministry. Some of them take on so much load from the congregation and from the people, from that so much that burden so much upon them, you kind of hard to carry. So you got to learn how to share and learn how to give to the Lord in prayer and give and share with the brothers. You're supposed to help one another out. And care for one another, care for the things of God. They won't care for them. They will break us down to a point that almost destroy us almost. And then what God don't want to happen. He wants to care down some of them burdens. He will cause destruction in our life.
Amen.
He wants to know that he's concerned about us. He's concerned about our health, our strength. He's concerned about the different circumstances in our life. God, it matters to God. He's concerned about your circumstance, your life, your hope, your dreams, your vision, your family, your health, your mind, body, and spirit, your job, your business, your prayer, your faith, amen, and so on. All that important to God about your livelihoodness in him. But he just don't want you to be burdened down so much. They call problem, call other kind of problem in your life, amen?
Amen, amen, amen. God wants you to be in service to him. But also, too, God wants you to make sure that you allow God to be God. He didn't call us to be God. He did not call us to be God. We are supposed to be servants of the Most High God.
Yes.
But then we are also too to use wisdom, and step back and let God be God.
Amen.
As only He can, praise God.
Are you carefree on today?
Amen.
Are you carefree on today? Son, I'm careful. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 11:28. Are you carefree? Bring your burden to Him. You get that. Your burden or your sin to Him, He will save you. He will meet you where you are.
Okay.
God will help you in your journey in life. He will help you today. Amen. You call upon the name of the Lord. And your situation, your problem, where you just call upon God to help you out in what you're doing.
Yes. Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 11, verse 28 states, come unto me.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jesus speaking. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Give you rest. God saying to us that come unto Him. Yeah, He is the answer.
Amen.
Amen. He's the answer to your situation.
Amen.
Wherever He is, God got your answer for you.
Yes.
He tell us, don't take, you don't have to take on that by yourself. I got some help for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta learn how to give it all to God. Sometimes we take on so much, don't allow God to work in our lives many times. But you get 27 verse here. All things are delivered unto me, or my Father. And did Jesus speak, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And whomsoever the Son, we reveal Him. And He tells us, come unto Him, all ye that labor. There are many people that labor each and every day. There are many people that have heavy labor and heavy burden upon their life, upon their family, upon their children, upon whatever they're doing. God trying to say, I will give you rest. He got rest like no other. He rests like man rest. God got different kind of rest for us in our livelihood. When we rest in Him, we rest in a peaceful rest. Amen?
Amen.
He takes that burden off of us, takes that yoke from around us to strengthen us, Lord, to do the thing He called to do for the long term.
Amen.
He said, I am meek and lowly in heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you should find rest for your soul. And His yoke is easy. And He burdened like God not gonna burn you down or put a yoke around your neck. He gonna lift the load. He gonna help you. And He gonna have to dissolve some things in our lives to make us be a sense of journey. Amen. And do what He called us to do. Paul told the Philippian believers, worry about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Pray about everything. What's it? Why not? Worry about nothing. Pray about everything.
Praise God.
He said, pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Take it to the Lord. What? In prayer.
Amen.
You heard that so much. Your song has been written about. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Worry about nothing. It's hard to do that sometimes because you got a lot of things in your mind, your heart, the different things that are going on, your circumstances, and so forth. God trying to tell you, I'm here to help you.
Yes.
I'm your support.
Yes.
I'm your strength. Amen.
Yes.
I want to deliver you out of certain things. I want to restore you.
Amen.
Amen. I want to reconcile you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God will do all the things in our life if we allow Him to do that and we walk in Him. He will walk and by and up. Amen?
Yes. The Lord and His Holy Spirit shared with me the acronym for rest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so prevalent here in the scripture that says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Rest is R for restoration,
mm-hmm.
E for elevation, S for sanctification, and T for truth.
Say that again.
Rest, elevation,
uh-huh.
Sanctification, and truth.
Amen.
When you position yourself to rest in the Lord,
my God.
That means take time to steal away this you and God.
Amen.
He will provide you.
Amen.
This is a promise of His. With His restoration, He will elevate you.
Amen.
As sanctify you and share with you His truth.
Amen.
His truth. And we know with his restoration,
Amen.
Elevation, sanctification, and truth.
Praise
the
God.
Rest of God.
Yes, yes, thank you. And Jesus did the same thing. He was still ready sometimes go to the mountain and pray with God.
Amen.
He had to steal away from time for the preaching and teaching to the people. He steal away from time to go and rest and have a presence with God and God's presence and to pray and so forth. He that strengthened him. He was strengthened in that. So God
Amen.
Desired that for us as well to go to strengthen in him. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
So
remember, pray without ceasing. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Take
Amen.
It to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Amen. Leave it at the altar and don't pick it up again. Sometimes even say in the dungeon, sometimes you go back and try to pick up. No, leave it there. Leave it at the altar.
Yes.
Leave it at the altar. Let me take care of that.
Yes.
Leave it
yes.
with me. I can handle it. I can take that load off of you. I can take care of that. Amen?
Yes.
Number three. Some are carefree.
Mm-hmm.
Some are carefree. Galatians 5:7.
Amen.
Some are carefree. Amen. On today.
Yes. Praise God.
Galatians 5:7. Galatians, another great book.
Yes, yes.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ye did run well.
Uh-huh.
Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
So what? Paul said to the Galatians, what is going on here?
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes.
Who hindered you?
Yes.
So you did run well. Amen. Well, no, don't let another gospel, don't let another Jesus, don't let another false, fake truth, no, false truth, half truth. No, don't let none of that hinder you for obeying the word of God, for knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Don't let none of these things in life hinder you from obeying the truth. Amen. And stand with the truth. Because truth, God's word, will make you free. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to get back to that. Many believers in Christ are in bondage. This is displeasing to God. Is his will that his children be what? Be made free. It is God's will that his children be made free. What are you talking about, preacher? Galatians 5:1.
Stand fast.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, in this liberty.
He talked to Galatians, he talked to the others too, the Christian and believers. Go ahead.
Wherewith Christ has
made us free, praise God, hallelujah.
And be not
entangled again
with the yoke of bondage.
Don't go back to that sin. Don't go back to the yoke of bondage. Walk in the spirit, don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. God don't want you to be in bondage. He said that liberty he gives you through Christ Jesus, that liberty, that freedom, that Christ had made the free way he did on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
So God said, you don't want to be burdened down, yoked down, and you don't want to be bondage anymore. But Jesus has made us free by his blood.
Amen.
Amen. In Christ Jesus, we've been set free by the word of God and by the blood of Christ in our life. Amen. We became sin, but we knew no sin. So
yes.
God tells the people, telling Galatians, Paul tells us as well, don't let no one come and deceive you and be enslaved to bondage again. Amen.
Okay.
Christ paid the price. He paid all to make us free in him. He said, don't let no one hinder us. No man, no other bondage, no other stuff. So this thing that God created that need our mediator. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's a high priest.
Mm-hmm.
You go to man.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Christ, go to God. We have access to the kingdom of God, to the things of God through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus is our high priest. He's our mediator.
Yes.
He's our shepherd. Amen. Our good shepherd. He's our Lord and he's our Savior. Amen. So don't be entangled with those yoke of bondage of past sin, old sin, or don't walk in the lust of the flesh, amen, but walk in the spirit, fulfill the things in the spirit, amen, be led in the spirit, walk in the spirit.
Amen.
Somebody carefree, Galatians, keep going.
Number two?
No, 5:13. Number 3.
Okay, 5:13.
Mm-hmm.
For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty.
There we go.
Only use not
uh-huh.
liberty for an occasion to the flesh.
To flesh or to sin. Go ahead.
But by love serve one another.
There we go. Share one another. But love, do what? Serve one another. Go ahead.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word.
Hold on. all the law, the word of God,
amen,
the Old Testament, the New Testament. What,
yes,
man? It's fulfilled in what word?
In one word.
Jesus said the same thing. He came on the scene. He said exactly the same thing.
Even in
greater than all. Go ahead.
Thou shalt
love
thou thy neighbor,
uh-huh,
as thyself.
Oh, my goodness. Talking about love, the love of God, agape love of God. Amen. Not the love of man, but the love of God.
Amen.
The love of God. Go ahead.
This I say then, verse 16,
mm-hmm,
walk in the Spirit.
Here we go.
And you shall
not
fulfill
the
lust
of the
flesh.
Now, let's try to get one another. But God said, by faith, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not
fulfill
the lust of the flesh. It's a struggle. But God, Jesus said, I overcome, and you may overcome. So, y'all got the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Renew mind, heart. Transform your mind, your heart. He said, in him, you have a victory. You have liberty. Amen. So let no one deceive you. You got liberty in me already. Not liberty to sin, but liberty unto God.
Amen.
Amen. Unto you, obedience unto your word.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you be carefree in him. He give us freedom. He give us liberty. We are overcomers in him. Amen. Go ahead.
Verse 25. 16.
Oh, you're right. Go ahead.
If we live in the Spirit.
Here we go.
Let us also walk
in the Spirit.
God
said, you abide in me, and I abide in you. We can live in the Spirit of God. Amen. Not spirit of man, not spirit of a bottle, but in the Spirit of God, walk in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And by doing that, you will get strength, and you will grow day to day in the things of God, because you've been obedient to the Word of God. Total commitment to God, His Word, and His Holy Spirit liberates us from the bondage of self. Say that again. Total commitment to God, His Word, His Holy Spirit liberates us from the bondage of self. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Self leads to sin, leads to flesh, leads to other things that God delivered out of. He said, go back not to the yoke of bondage to crack negative free. Don't be a slave to sin anymore. You've been delivered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. So He said, say the Word, walk in the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you will have that freedom, that overcoming, that liberty in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Having the less fortunate, just our work, some work we do, visiting the sick, comforting the bereaved, and sharing Christ with the unsaved. That's our commandment.
Mm-hmm.
That's our calling. Part of our calling.
Mm-hmm.
That's our ministry. Amen. But sharing Christ with the unsaved, discipleship, bring freedom from self-centeredness. If you're doing what God calls you to do, and walk in the Spirit, and be established to an unsaved, amen, doing what God calls commands to do, it brings liberty from self-centeredness. And we are carefree in Him, in His Word. Amen. We are obedient to the Word of God. Simple trust and faith, just taking Christ in His Word, brings freedom. Say that again. Simple trust and faith in God, taking Christ and His Word, the Word of God for Genesis and Revelation, brings freedom. Brings freedom, brings liberty. Amen. Not to be entangled with the yoke of bondage in our life that Christ delivers us from by His blood, by the Word of God, and the Word of our testimony. They're empowering that through Christ Jesus. Only Christ can enable us to cope with care,
mm-hmm,
to be carefree.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be burdened with care, but to be carefree. We still care and hospitality and love for our brothers and sisters, but not too much they become a burden to us because to be laid down with heaviness in our soul and our spirit, and you can't function as a believer in Christ. Amen. God wants to be fully functional and doing the thing He called to do. Jesus said, occupy until I come. We got work to do for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Occupy until I come.
Mm-hmm.
John 8.
Amen. John 8:31-32.
Uh-huh.
Then said Jesus to those Jews,
uh-huh,
which believed on Him.
Yes.
If you continue in my word.
Told you them, told you us as well.
Then are you my disciples,
what,
indeed.
Say again now.
If you continue
in my
word,
the word of God.
Then are you my disciples,
yes,
indeed.
Indeed.
And you shall know the truth.
Go ahead.
And the truth shall
make
you
free.
Free.
Are you carefree on today? Are you carefree on today? Amen. Let that word of God speak into your heart, to your mind, to your spirit. Amen. A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock.
Yes.
Ask you to help you. Amen. Help you to overcome, because we're overcome, overcomers in Him. Amen.
Yes.
We're overcomers in Christ Jesus. He said, I can't even have life and have it more abundantly. Be careful. Don't be careless. Be careful. Amen. And be carefree. Stay carefree for the Christ has set us free in Him, in liberty. But don't misuse that liberty for sin. Use that liberty for the things of God to build up His kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
The kingdom for the things of God. So don't be careless, but be carefree in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Be carefree on today.
Praise God. Praise God. Are you carefree? Although, truly, in this day and time, with everything that we deal with on a daily basis, the vicissitudes of life and the circumstances that come, the enemy tries to cause many times distractions and tries to cause disturbances and tries to rob you of your peace so that you can't be carefree.
Amen.
But Pastor Jasper shared tonight that, yes, if you are a child of God, if you are walking according to the word of God, if you are living according to God's plan, then yes, being carefree is one of the benefits to being a child of God. The word carefree also spoke to my spirit, and it lends itself to peace. There was a scripture that was there that talked about that God would keep you, in the scriptures it tells you that when you think on these things, and that scripture tells you that you need to think on things that are true, think on things that are lovely,
yes.
Think on things that are of good report,
yes, yes.
And if there be any virtue,
amen.
Then think on these things, and then when you fix your mind,
uh-huh.
To think on those things,
my God.
Then God will grant you with not just peace, but perfect peace,
amen.
Whose mind is stayed on Him. See, the enemy comes in and tries to cause your mind to shift again so that you will not be carefree. But I promise you, if you keep your mind stayed on the things of God, no matter what the situation or circumstance you might be dealing with, if you dealing with an issue that is in your health,
uh-huh.
If your mind shifts back to the word of God that tells you that Jesus was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities, and by his stripes,
amen.
You are healed, your mind shifts back to that. That brings forth peace. If you're dealing with your difficulty in your finances, and then you, instead of thinking about, it looks like I have more bills than the money to pay them, or it looks like I have more months than money, but if that's that you're thinking on the things of the world, but if you shift your mind back over to the word of God,
mm-hmm.
And the word in the scripture tells you that but my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, then by shifting your mind back to the word of God, then you then begin to walk in the peace of God, knowing that God's word is true. So that's how to have, that's a powerful message, because we need to live a lifestyle that is carefree. Once you begin to live that lifestyle that is carefree, and God endows you with His perfect peace that people will look at you and wonder, okay, I know that she or he is going through.
Mm-hmm.
How does it look like they're able to keep a smile on their face? And how does it look like they're able to keep joy in their heart?
Yeah.
Well, it's because the word of God tells us that you will have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, people are not going no matter what. Stand on the word of God. This is the year of spiritual clarity. 2020. That's a man's definition of perfect vision. But oh, God has an even more perfect plan. That in this year, in this season, he will provide you with spiritual clarity and understanding of those things that you may have some questions about. God doesn't want you to be confused. So he wants you to have an understanding, complete and total understanding as his child. So make sure to get into the word of God. Take time to pray. Take time to go before God with that prayer and supplication.
Amen.
That Pastor Jasper shared with us earlier. Well, praise God. At this time, we're going to go ahead. If there be any that is within our listening audience tonight that this word ministered to you, we ask that you share your comment, or if you have a testimony of how good God has been to you. We know, as we shared before, that others are won by the words of your testimony.
Amen.
Or if you have a prayer request, simply press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio, praise God.
Salvation.
Hallelujah.
Well, this salvation is ours now.
Amen. Amen.
God, amen.
Also, we don't want to take for granted that everyone that's on the line tonight is saved.
Amen.
So if there is one that would like to give, there are more than one, praise God, this is a perfect time. Any time is a perfect time to give your life to Jesus Christ, to make the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then we are saved. For you just confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth. Ask the Lord, Lord, please come. I am a sinner. Come into my heart. I make you Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And at that very moment, your life has been changed, praise God.
Amen.
If you said that prayer with all sincerity, your life has been changed. The old has passed away, and behold, all things become new. The word of God tells us that even one that turns his life and receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, turning his life around, then the angels of heaven take notice and they rejoice on your behalf.
Amen.
So if you have prayed that prayer with us tonight, send us an email at newseasonintl@yahoo.com and share with us that you've given your life to the Lord. Also, we want to just let you all know that if you have a prayer request, you can also reach us by email, again, at newseasonintl@yahoo.com, and we will keep you lifted up and your prayers lifted up in prayer. Praise God.
So faith coming back here. Hearing by the word of God. We hope that your faith will increase on today by hearing the word of God on today. Amen. And increase your faith in the things of God, what God wants you to do, will strengthen you, will encourage you, will build you up. Amen. And your most holy faith, that you will be more encouraged than ever before about the things of God.
And as you are built up in the things of God, then take the same word and go forth and share it, because we live in a world where we have a dying world that needs to know about a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Go forth and share that word and advance the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Here in this earth. Praise God. We thank you for tuning in again to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. We will be here by the grace of God every Monday night from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to 9 Amen. Of God. Have an awesome week, and to God be
all the glory. God bless.
Have a great night. God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
Created the light.